just like there are everywhere these days, and maybe a jewelry store or two.
Skagway enters the picture on Haynes' Picture Point problem and making a hydroelectric project fun. It's the KHNS Local News for April 1st. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories and much more up next. Growing interest in Haynes due to the Discovery Channel's reality show Gold Rush Alaska has attracted several other reality show production companies to turn what Haynes calls reality into entertainment for the rest of the country. The new series Greennecks plans to film in the Chilkat Valley starting this summer. The production company Feed Me Entertainment is making a preliminary trip to the Chilkat Valley this spring to hold auditions for the show. The idea is to follow the daily lives of an environmentalist and a logger as they trade places. The two characters will live in each other's homes, with each other's families, do each other's jobs and chores, participate in the other person's meetings, and learn each other's hobbies. Haynes Assemblyman and Stump Company owner Scott Rossman is thinking about trying out for one of the roles.
I don't know, hummus and tofu will be a little hard to choke down, but I'll eat almost anything when I get hungry. I'm kind of used to roadkill, and you know, those hippie women, if they can deal with a guy who has dreadlocks, they ought to be able to put up with me, at least for a little while.
Rossman says he was inspired by the reality show already airing on national TV when he decided to sign up.
Well, there's no money in it. I don't think they pay us or anything, but I sure could use some fame and glory. You know, like the Porcupine Miners show. Apparently you can live and work on nothing but fame and glory, because they worked all summer for nothing and still plan on doing the same thing next summer.
Among the residents planning to audition for the other star reality show role in Greennecks is Gershon Cohen, who spoke to KHNS earlier this week about why he would do the show.
Look, let's face it. It's not easy being a greenie. People get mad at you. You work at a computer all day, unless, of course, you're outside protesting. But, you know, I want to go outside. I want to rev up a big chainsaw. It sounds like fun. And who knows? It could be my big break into show business.
Cohen, like Rossman, ironically, was also inspired to take part in the reality show because of an on-screen program.
Ever since I was a kid, I've been a huge Monty Python fan, and my favorite skit was the lumberjack routine, you know, with Michael Palin. He wants to be a lumberjack, live out in the woods, leaping from tree to tree as they roll down the rivers of British Columbia. And I just secretly, I've always wanted to do that. You know, the whole plaid shirt thing, suspenders. And listen, I got to tell you the truth. I'm sick to death of tofu. You got to eat a lot of meat if you're going to be cutting down trees all day, and it sounds pretty attractive to me.
Producers say Haynes is the best location they could find for the filming of Greennecks. If all goes well, a second season is set to be filmed with Palestinians and Israelis in the Middle East. Haynes is continuing on their signage project, unveiling the next phase of the initiative that is already bringing maps to the cruise ship dock for tourists. The Welcome to Haynes sign now boasts the recently reported statistic that said Haynesborough has more college degrees per capita than any other Alaskan district. The sign reads, "Welcome to Haynes, more college degrees than anywhere else in the state." Residents say it's a move that'll help establish a new image for the town.
We are proud people to begin with, but when we heard we were also the smartest, wow, can't pass that one up.
Skagway is following suit and has revived their welcome sign to say, "Welcome to Skagway, half off fine jewelry today only." Phase three of the signage project will be in the image of the state's move to rename Mount McKinley back to Denali a few years ago. All local place and street names will be translated to Tlingit, the native language of the area. Jimbo is a native Tlingit speaker and says the change should make the complications of the English language much easier for most.
What I said was, I went on a business trip for the village one time during land claims. And so I sent a postcard home. And it said, "Hi, honey, having a good time, wish you were here." But it didn't turn out when it got here. It says, "Hi, honey, having a good time, wish you were her."
Since Tlingit is not traditionally a written language, planners are still consulting with consultants on how to best post the new names. The Juneau Access Road is back, this time with a final plan scheduled to go out to bid in the fall. The latest map of the controversial road project still charts a path from North Douglas to Katsahin Flats, but the ferry connection from there to the existing road system saw last-minute changes. It includes building a ferry terminal in Mud Bay in Haines. From the Alaska Department of Roads.
We decided that since the residents of Mud Bay are pretty much stranded during high tide, they would appreciate the direct route the most. The route would go from their front yards to one of the biggest road projects in the state. They could potentially drive to McDonald's in Juneau for brunch and be home by dinner time.
Since no Mud Bay residents attended the plan's public hearing held in Kalukachuk, Alaska on December 25th, the department says the project is a go. The Picture Point issue is finally resolved. The property that allows the famous view of Haines Fort Seward in front of the mountainous backdrop has been the focal point of arguments in the borough since last year when it went up for sale, and some residents recommended that Haines purchase the property instead of watch it go to developers. That hesitation has opened doors for Skagway, though. In an astonishingly swift move, Skagway entrepreneurs have purchased Picture Point at market price. The plan, says Tourism Director Buckwheat Donahue, is to use the port for overflow cruise ship traffic that can't fit into Skagway on busy days.
The two principals involved here in Skagway are very excited about it and kind of grateful, actually, that nobody else in Haines has bought this property, because you've got to admit, it is one of the most picturesque views in Southeast Alaska, maybe all of Alaska. I plan on using it for marketing for Skagway CVB.
More fast-track planning due to a quickly approaching cruise ship season has attracted Looney Tunes Cruise Company, the latest cruise line to book Lynn Canal sailings, to put up all funding for dock facilities, including the cosmetic upgrades to the land, which include giant statues of Elmer Fudd in gold miner's gear and Marvin the Martian adorned in Klondike saloon girl attire.
I imagine there'll be some sort of a loading dock facility, and I'm sure there'll be some cheap souvenir stores and stuff like that. I mean, just like there are everywhere these days. And maybe a jewelry store or two, because that's really popular these days. And, you know, maybe they could sell jewelry that, you know, incorporates the views from Picture Point. Those kind of things. And, you know, maybe a place that sells popcorn and hot dogs and, you know, fast food, you know, stuff like that, so they can get folks in and out really fast and back to Skagway.
Picture Point will be closed to the general public on cruise ship days, but discounts will be offered to Haines locals on photos with Elmer and Marvin on non-cruise ship days. In a sweeping bold move from the Canadian Parliament, all snow machines will be required to be 100% electric by 2012. Fate of the Alcan 200 is not at risk, as the Chilliwack Valley Snowbunners will allow wheels to be installed on all participating snow machines. Much faster times are anticipated as the planet warms. In an effort to make Should Be Lake Hydro Project more palatable to locals opposed to hydroelectric development, Alaska Phone and Electricity is proposing a new plan that doesn't just include a hydroelectric plant. The new plan incorporates a water park into the hydro project. Latest designs include the log ride, the moist, dangerous catch crab dunk, and Soapy Smith's mineshaft surprise. Instant blowback was felt, however, when the organization People Opposed Over Progress got wind of it. Poop spokesman Angus Flagellat said that until safety standards are proven, there'll be no mineshaft surprise. A new cruise line has confirmed sailings to the Upper Lynn Canal in 2012. With the growing popularity of cruising the Inside Passage, the company Pacific Princess has brought back a ship that was popular in the late 1970s. Company representatives say that even though the vessel is almost 40 years old, their only ship, the Love Boat, is exciting and new.
Come aboard, we're expecting you. Soon we'll be making another run. The Love Boat promises something for everyone. Set a course for an adventure, your mind on a new romance. It's an open smile on a friendly shore. It's love. Welcome aboard. It's love.
The captain says a new crew member was just brought on, which was much needed since there was previously only 5 positions on board: a captain, purser, bartender, doctor, and cruise director. The boat is adorned with the latest in faux wood paneling, mirrored hallways, earthy-toned plush shag carpeting, and velour furniture, say representatives, all the modern decor you would expect in a floating paradise. The cruise line was shut down for decades after the Love Boat was anchored in scandal that involved a congressman who made headlines when he was caught in the laundry room with one of the crew members.
Pardon me?
J.P. Whitcomb, the congressman?
You mean the one
the
who...
The one whose wife is divorcing him because of the chorus girl.
Oh, you know, I heard the House of Representatives is considering impeaching him.
Yeah, his wife's throwing him out of the House, and the House is throwing him out of the House.
He looks like a nice guy. I feel sorry for him.
But representatives in the industry say they already have positive feedback from the ship's maiden voyage.
Oh, wow! Isn't this nice? Great.
Oh, that's all right. I'll pipe myself aboard.
Sailings of the Love Boat began in 2012 and are expected to improve the male-to-female ratio in the Northern Lynn Canal. This is Tara Bicknell reporting for KHNS.
Love, exciting and